now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mike.
Now, Dario, no, I don't think anyone missed it. Whether you liked it or not, there was a coronation in the UK over the weekend. And so we're going to take a look at King Charles and his relationship with Switzerland. Because it's well known, of course, that Charles and other members of his family, of course, have visited Switzerland and do visit Switzerland quite regularly.
Yes, indeed. Over the years, Charles has travelled, obviously, to hundreds of nations around the world. But it seems that he has a particular preference for spending his winter holidays in the Swiss mountains, and in particular in the canton of Graubünden near Davos, where apparently he also likes to paint the landscape whenever he has the time.
Okay, so this is an appreciation of Switzerland that isn't new. I mean, this is something that's been going back for many, many years.
Yes, way before Charles was crowned king, there are images of him actually in Switzerland dating back to the early 80s, showing him during a skiing holiday in Squall when he was just a teen. In the 60s, the royal family actually spent their Christmas holidays in the nearby Liechtenstein several times. Possibly with the royals there, right? They have a little royal clan, you could say. I don't know if that's the case, but I could imagine that they felt welcome in Liechtenstein for that reason. And then in the late 70s, Charles came to Klosters for the first time, a village near Davos to which he has mostly remained faithful ever since whenever he visits Switzerland. In 1983, he even visited the village together with Princess Diana, which of course attracted the appropriate media interest.
Right. I mean, let's take a look at the media, of course. Whenever he's in Klosters, I mean, the media is all around. He's had a couple of attempts to try to, let's say, stay under the radar, but that failed.
Yes, exactly. There is an interesting or funny anecdote from the 1980s, or literally from 1980, when he tried to escape the paparazzis by disguising himself with a fake nose that was stuck to a pair of glasses
right.
and a mustache. Well, he didn't make it away from the paparazzis. They still figured out that he was under the nose, you could say. But if you now Google Prince Charles Klosters 1980 and nose,
right.
you will be served some very funny pictures of Prince Charles.
Right.
And then there are other less funny incidences when a mic was still turned on during a little press conference that he usually gave when he was in Klosters, in which he basically told his sons that they had to do this press conference for the beep journalists that he didn't appreciate much. And then thirdly, another anecdote maybe that is interesting or funny for people to see is that oftentimes Charles seems to be a bit out of the fallen out of time in a way, because the way he skis is with a skiing overall that seems a bit dated, you
right.
could say. But he famously, when asked about this, his style that is more like from the 80s still, he said that his fashion taste only changes every 25 years. So
right.
If you Google Charles skiing in Switzerland, you will also see, yes, that this is probably true and that he's not going with the latest skiing fashion trends.
No. Also, I know that there's always a deal with the journalist when he does the ski trips, is the journalist gets, let's say, a few hours being able to take some pictures, and they have a little chat and all of that. But then the journalist is supposed to disappear and leave them all alone for the rest of their holiday. I'm sure one of the reasons
they can focus.
Yes,
on the skiing.
Exactly. I'm sure one of the reasons they actually quite like Switzerland, because I'm sure this is something we won't know about, but I'm sure they have a very good relationship with Swiss security, who will look after them well while they're here.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I'm sure of that. So anyway, as much as he likes Klosters, It is a place that is also linked to one of the darker moments in Charles's life.
Yes, in March 1988, Charles went skiing at the Gochna Ridge above Klosters in a group of six when suddenly off the marked slope a snow slab breaks loose and quickly turns into a deadly avalanche. The wife of a close friend of Charles and the stable manager of Queen Elizabeth II were swept down 450 meters by the avalanche. But the Queen's employee, the wife of the good close friend of Charles, survived with leg injuries. But the Queen's employee, who was also a close friend of the royal family, died. Charles later took the blame for their off-piste excursion and exonerated the ski instructor, who was also with them.
Okay, and also this incident, though, hasn't stopped them from all coming back to Switzerland and to Klosters.
No, it seems that this event hasn't led to him avoiding the country or the village of Klosters. He has returned several times since then, also with his sons, Harry and William, the latter of which even brought along Kate in 2015 for a first skiing holiday together. And as recently as February of last year, Charles spent a week in the village to recover from his corona infection. So the question isn't really if, but rather when Charles the King will show up near a skiing slope in Klosters again. But I leave that answer, the answer to this question, up to the real royal experts. I also wouldn't know if the security protocol changes now that he is king. Maybe he's not allowed anywhere near a ski slope anymore. One thing is for sure, in Klosters, they are ready because they have had about 60 years to figure out all the preferences of the newly crowned monarch, right?
Yes, that they'll be used to the visit. You're right. It would be interesting if, stroke when, King Charles shows up, because actually having the king in Klosters will actually change a lot of those protocols. It will be different. There's no question about that. But I think you're right. I think there will. It is a case of when. Anyway, we shall watch this space. So, Dario, thanks very much for that. Dario is there. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, in the Swiss Up series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.